your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the short segment of KER Politics. Only got about 8.5 minutes on this one. Jimmy, you wanted to wrap up your thoughts about Trump. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we've seen the inconsistency with the Department of Justice, where we know, we've seen the videos, we've watched what Hunter Biden did, smoking crack, illegally holding a gun, naked in front of TV, you know, all these absolutely atrocious things that they've done nothing about. And they've had the laptops for over 2 years, almost 3 years now. You know that the FBI had information on Hillary Clinton for holding classified in her basement and then lying about it, and had then bringing in her staff and actually destroying the evidence, allowing them to do that. So there's no equal justice on the law. And I'm tired of listening to that argument. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, you didn't get Jeffrey Epstein didn't get equal justice for years and years. He was, you know, cut a deal because of powerful people. And that's what's happening here. You've got a tremendously powerful group of people with a lot of money that are attempting to ensure that they can keep control of their government and keep control of the people to protect their own interests. And that's what's sad about it. And what Trump is doing is he's saying, you know, hey, release the documents on why you are going into my house. And he's demanding that after Garland said he was requesting it. Of course, with Garland, you know that he's going to defer to the judge. The judge will say, well, we can't release it because of the sensitivity of it, because the judge is absolutely on the left team. And that's been quite clear. He's made some very strange comments, both on social media, but also he's defended some interesting people like Lois Lerner, the IRS cheat. So Trump right now is actually forcing their hand and will identify, ideally, what documents he couldn't really release because of the arguments the press would say would be, you know, him releasing it. Oh, it's fabricated. It's kind of like the Hunter Biden laptop. It's Russian disinformation. But now he's forcing the court and the Department of Justice to come clean on these documents and these accusations, which puts them in a different set, in a different position, and potentially will create conditions that people will be awake of what's really happening behind the scenes in Washington and this level of corruption. Well, and that leads right into what has gone on with the CDC and the FDA and the NIAID and the National Institute of Health. And how corrupt they've been.
Well, let me just say this. I think that Trump came out the winner in this one. There's no question about that. And I just really do. Let's talk about the CDC. Let's talk about the regulations that are going on right now. Actually not going on anymore regarding the COVID situation. You made a comment off mic that you think that many of the regulations broke the spirit of America. I disagree. What I saw happen with my children, they adhered to every single edict that the government put down. It made their life worse, as they told me, and they said, but we're just going to believe it. And as a point of fact, neither one of my children, neither one of my two kids in Seattle or my twins got the COVID, and they were all just fine on that. Now, my daughter in Vancouver, I will say she followed the regulations in Canada. She did get COVID, even though she was following the Canadian regulations. But I think it made them stronger people. Jimmy, you're on.
Well, okay, so I'm definitely going to disagree with you on this. What it did is it forced people into a compliant sheep mode. These restrictions that were put in place with the initial information that maybe this would be a devastating, dangerous, unbelievably damaging virus. As we got more information, those facts became, the initial information became untrue, and we knew that. And in fact, I wrote, within 6 months, I wrote an article that was published in the Epoch Times, "We Need to Get Back to Life," because we're seeing a very different story than what everyone initially thought. Mm-hmm. But the CDC and the FDA, the NIAID and the National Institute of Health, doubled down at the end of the Trump administration on putting in more restrictions. And the Biden regime continued those efforts. They were forcing the quarantines. In fact, it got worse afterwards. And then they were mandating vaccinations. And then they were forcing people, students and children out of schools. And they've dropped all those requirements. They've dropped the 6 foot. They've dropped the masking requirements. They don't even recommend to screen people without symptoms. And you think that your children didn't get the virus because they were adhering to the policies. But the reality is they may very well have been exposed to the virus. They may have even gotten it, but had very minor symptoms or not shown anything. And you won't know that because most of us don't when that's the case.
Well, the only thing I know that my kids did is my kids trust the government. That's the only thing that I know. Was that the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? People know how I feel, so I won't even comment about that. But the fact of the matter is they simply trusted the government. That's all I can say.
Right, and you know what it's doing? It's splitting the country in half because now we're beginning to see that the government was lying. The government promised. Anthony Fauci promised, Joe Biden promised that when they began the vaccinations in earnest, that you would not get COVID with the vaccines.
Right.
That was a lie. And then when they did get the second booster, the second shot, they said, oh, definitely you're not going to get it now. And then a booster, and now they're pushing a fourth booster. They were pushing a fourth booster, but no one believes them anymore. So the people that did trust the government, if they're stupid enough to still trust the government, they're making a huge mistake because the government continually lied. Individuals and immense responsibilities that really affected jobs, future, individuals' lives, education for our entire population, for students. They lie about the facts and about the impact. And Deborah Birx just published a book, and in that book, she actually says that she knew that the vaccines wouldn't work, but they pushed it anyway.
Yeah.
That's a fabricated government lie, and that can't be accepted. And those people that continue to accept that are the reason why our government will push these limits. And that's why they're making accusations about Donald Trump. That's why they're doing these things, because they lie in order to achieve their ends and goals. They forgot about protecting the interests of the average American.
Well, they're doing everything they can to remain in power. Let me just say this. We're down here to less than a minute, so let me wrap this up. And I would wrap it up by saying, when the COVID situation first started, my wife was dying. She was just in the middle of, in the final throes of her dialysis. They asked everyone in the dialysis center to please get the vaccine. Kathy, of course, got the vaccine at the time. I got the vaccine at the time, and the reason I did was in deference to my wife. And then I will go on and say the booster came around after basically Kathy had already passed. I got the booster, and guess what happened? I got the booster, and I got the COVID. You guys stick around. Top of the hour news. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.